You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Two growing populations in central New York, new Americans and the elderly, are also typically undercounted in the census. The amount of federal dollars the area will receive depends on an accurate count of these populations. A census-designated kiosk that will be installed at Interfaith Works is meant to create greater access to the first digitally focused census and ease fears about the process. The populations that the Census Bureau has determined are hard to count face challenges when it comes to filling out the census. For some, it may be fear or confusion about the process, and for others, it may be lack of access to the internet or poor literacy skills. But for many, it's a combination of these. As we get closer to the first round of census forms being sent out, Central New York is trying to find ways to overcome those barriers to get the most accurate population count possible.
If we don't get an accurate count, Central New York is going to be affected dramatically for years to come. So when you look at the dollars that are coming into this community and what might be lost, so if the school system is lost, transportation is lost, legislative seats are lost, those are all big things that could impact every single person's life.
Robin Smith is the Strategic Investment Director at the Central New York Community Foundation. They've been working on census initiatives for months now, focusing on hard-to-count populations. Most recently, they awarded a grant to Interfaith Works to install a computer kiosk that will be designated for community members to use to fill out the census. Interfaith Works Abdul Sabor says knowledge is a critical component to this process, especially for those who are new to the country.
Since 2010, the last census that was done, thousands of new Americans who have been resettled in the state of New York. And so for all those thousands of people who were resettled, they haven't had a taste of what it is to participate in the census survey. So they don't have the knowledge. And so what this means is that they're less likely to participate in something that they don't have knowledge of.
Interfaith Works was identified as a trusted messenger by the Community Foundation, which is a group or person trusted by hard-to-count communities. In the case of Interfaith Works, they work with new Americans and senior communities. Both groups struggle with unequal access to and use of technology, which could contribute to their undercounted status in this first primarily digital census.
Learning computers for someone who've never had computers in their lives, or let alone electricity for that matter, is that unknown, that zone of unknown that you get into this uncomfortable environment where you have to go back to the ABCs and you start because they've never had it in their lives.
And that feeling of unknown can cause apprehension and fear. But Robin Smith and Abdul Sabor both hope that the community efforts to decrease physical and mental barriers to filling out the census will lead to a more engaged community.
You know, you can have a citizen attend a rally or vote in every election, but filling out the census was actually more impactful than any of those things combined. So it's imperative that we have every single individual here in Syracuse County.
Part of this entire process is, and our modality is that we want to make sure that we teach social responsibility for our residents in Syracuse. This is part of the social responsibility to make sure that we collectively look after the benefit of the community, something that we will all benefit from.
And the kiosk will be put to good use after the census ends. Sabor says they'll transform into tools for their other programs.
You know, we have an employment team. We have an employment program. We have a financial literacy program, banking program, that people will learn how to learn and navigate through computers and apply for jobs. And so this is not going anywhere.
Smith says postcards from the Census Bureau on how to access your online census form could start arriving as early as February. The official census day is April 1st, 2020. Katie Zolkowski, WAER News. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.